Flip the coin. Next question goes to Tom Seuss. What practical work experience do you have that relates to the Moffat County government job of commissioner?
Okay, again, you know, my practical experience is in my position as emergency management coordinator. I answered to the Board of County Commissioners. There's been several boards that I've answered to. So my, in that respect, I have the ability to work with the commissioners, a proven record of working with them throughout the past several years, around 7 years. So that's probably where we're at.
Commissioner candidate Tom Seuss. Same question to Commissioner candidate Frank Moe. What practical work experience do you have that relates to the Moffat County government job of commissioner?
Practical work experience has been going to the county commissioner meetings and listening and seeing what the priorities are. Their practical experiences, I've worked one-on-one with Bob Rankin and helped him with 252, the rural energy bill. He asked me to get involved, talk to local people. I got involved the school board. I got involved our local economic development group and even got involved the Craig Chamber of Commerce, and through them we did get our voice heard in Denver. When Scott Tipton has come and Randy Barbgardner has come, I have sat and visited with them, told them the issues that I've heard from the people that are important to our area, and I've also asked them anytime issues that come up with Moffat County he needs help on, to please any of them, to please call. I would gladly offer my support to any legislation they were doing that would affect the citizens of Moffat County.
Commissioner candidate Frank Moe. Next question goes to Frank Moe. What do you see as the greatest economic challenges facing Moffat County over the next decade, and how would you address them?
Biggest economic challenges, in fact, I've gone door to door and I've literally talked to thousands of the people of Moffat County, whether it's here in Craig, Dinosaur, I went door to door, Maybelle, I went door to door. The number one issue people were saying was jobs and economy. The job of Moffat County Commissioner involves all those things that I said, that they're very important, the day-to-day services that the people of Moffat County expect. But I think a new additional thing that the people are expecting of the commissioners is do what we can to protect our energy jobs now, keep them as long as we can, and keep them viable. But we also need to diversify our economy, add smaller businesses to our economy, and strengthen those businesses that are already here. We've got the Mariana Raftopoulos Business Incubator. We've got our EDP. We've got, just coming up, we've got a rural entrepreneurial seminar coming in Craig. All of those things I would be involved with. I would help, I would aid, and use my business skills to help develop our economy.
Frank Moe. Same question to Tom Seuss. What do you see as the greatest economic challenges facing Moffat County over the next decade, and how would you address them?
One of the greatest economic issues that we have is that it just seems that Moffat County is always in either a boom or a bust cycle. And through the past several years, it just seems that the bust cycle is longer than the boom cycle when it comes to energy. So to try and get our energy jobs lined up and keep them going is important, but we also need to set our priority to go ahead and diversify. We need to diversify in businesses that are going to provide some jobs that are going to be high-paying as opposed to mediocre-type jobs. And the other piece is, you know, Moffat County historically has a lot of agriculture. We really need to protect the agriculture base that we have, because that's sort of been the constant here in Moffat County. When the energy would boom and bust, agriculture stayed pretty stable. We need to try and attract new businesses as well as support the business base that we have here. And that gets more and more difficult as people are leaving Moffat County following the energy jobs.
Tom Seuss. Next question goes first to Tom Seuss. Energy economy aside, how would you boost the local economy? Talking about everything but energy, or anything but energy.
Okay, I've been on the Planning and Zoning Board here for a couple of years, and I think one of the ways that we can improve the economy is through smart and fairly conservative rules and regulations for industry. If you have an area set up and they know, a company or business knows that their needs have been thought about, laid out plans for their needs so that they can come to an area and function, it's going to be a whole lot easier to attract industry and businesses that are going to provide some good jobs when they know that they can come in and their thoughts have been, or their needs have been thought about and met in advance.
Tom Seuss. Same question to Frank Moe. Energy economy aside, how would you boost the local economy?
The way I would boost the local economy is do just what has been happening in the last few years. Really, EDP has been funded by the county, it has been funded by the city, and that's something that I would still encourage. One of the things that I would bring to the table, though, is helping make these groups that are working on and have the experience of developing our economy, I would be working more to make them accountable, make them responsible. I would be working with them to tell the success stories. And one of the success stories that has happened is the Moon's specialty woolen shop, just a little woolen factory a little bit out of Craig. That is a prime example of what working together and what the EDP is capable of doing and the Mariana Raftopoulos Small Business Incubator is capable of doing. They help the Moons through their process with the SBA, which is very cumbersome. They help them in all aspects of business development. And they've got a successful business now, which is a prime example of, without our energies, we need smaller businesses like that, plus agriculture and plus our existing businesses that we can strengthen.
Frank Moe. Now, I just want to remind everyone that if you do have a question or you have something that you think we ought to address, feel free to go ahead, write your question down. We have paper here and pens at the table, at the moderator's table. If you're on listening on the radio, you can go ahead, call your question in, 824-6574. That's 824-6574. We'll write it down and deliver it here to the moderator's table. Or you can also email us at krei@krei.com. Next question goes first to Tom Seuss. We're dealing with communication skills on this round. How accessible will you be to your constituents, and how will you encourage or improve communication between citizens and the Board of Commissioners?
Over the past several years, I've been accessible 24 hours, 7 days a week to the people of Moffat County. I carry a pager, I carry a phone. Prior to that, when I was doing the EMS stuff, I was accessible to the residents of Moffat County the same 24/7. And if elected as county commissioner, I plan to carry the phone and be available to everybody at will 24/7. That's pretty much my lifestyle attached to the phone. I would encourage, and I always encourage, residents and people to go to the public meetings, go to the board meetings, not only the private boards, but the commissioner meetings. And I think it would probably be a good idea if most people work during the day, Monday through Friday, to at least on occasion have commissioner meetings in the evenings where it's accessible to the people of Moffat County who may have questions or concerns. They can come to a meeting that's accessible to them without having to have them take time off from work if they're interested in attending a commissioner's meeting.
Tom Seuss. Same question, Frank Moe. How accessible will you be to your constituents, and how will you encourage or improve communication between citizens and the Board of Commissioners?
That's an excellent question. I have an excellent answer. Same thing. I'm available 24 hours. I've published my cell phone, my email. I have a blog. anybody is available to talk to me at any time. And I think besides us going out or listening to the community, we need to go out and reach out to the community like I have, going door to door, trailer to trailer in some areas, and asking the people what's important to you and what can I do about it and what can I do to help. So yes, we need to listen, but we cannot set back. We need to go out and solicit the responses from them. During my campaign on Facebook, I posted a survey on Facebook and said, what are the top issues of Moffitt County? And I got so many responses, I could not keep up with them. I went out and solicited and said, Moffitt County, tell me what your challenges are. They told me it's jobs, it's economy, it's our local health care, it's our local education, it's our county budget. By listening to the people, that is how we're going to make our community stronger, and by the county commissioners being a good, strong Moffitt County board.
Frank Moll. Continuing on in communication, how would you productively communicate with the public, fellow commissioners, and county employees? So now we're turning the process back around. If that question goes first to Renee, flip the coin. Frank Moe.
I won one. I don't have time to read the whole thing, but this will give you an idea of the kind of person I am. I did not have the names and addresses of every county employee, so I published on Facebook an open letter to Moffitt County employees. I also sent out an email today to every email address that I had, and to communicate, it was probably over 350, and said, here is my understanding of working with the Moffitt County employees. I told them during this that they were the vital part and reason that Moffitt County has been so successful, because they are the backbone of the county. They work with the county commissioners. They work with the other elected officials. And with the public, we will be able to have the future that we all hope and desire. So if anybody has a chance, please go to my website, votemo.com. Right under the About Frank, you'll see the open letter to Moffitt County employees.
Frank Moe. Same question, Tom Seuss. How would you productively communicate with the public, fellow county commissioners, and county employees?
Well, I think the electronic stuff is great, but I think there's that personal touch, and what we try to do is when we have questions or issues or want to talk to somebody, to actually go see them face-to-face. I think face-to-face communications is missing out a little bit, but that's probably the most effective way to get things done. So to meet with people, to see what they have to say, and have that personal touch.
Tom Seuss. Moving on to property, land, and water issues. First question will go to Tom Seuss. How will you proceed to protect the land and water in Moffitt County?
Protect the land and water, and again, that kind of goes back to zoning. What winds up happening now is that there's a lot of times where it's almost a spot zoning issue, where people want to do things with the land that are not within that area, such as industry and agricultural areas. Those things need to be addressed and somewhat controlled, because a lot of times once you do those type of operations, you can never bring that land back to agriculture. So to protect the water and to protect the rights of the citizens, it's important that the citizens' rights, property rights, are protected. And I'm a firm believer in property rights of individuals right up until they negatively affect their neighbors. Water and water rights are property owner rights, and they need to be protected, and we need to fight to ensure that those water rights are not infringed upon by the state or the feds or anybody else.
Tom Seuss. Same question to Frank Moe. How will you proceed to protect the land and water of Moffitt County?
First of all, these issues definitely need the direct involvement of the Moffitt County commissioners, and I, as a commissioner, if I was fortunate enough to be elected, would be involved. One of the things that I have done is one of the most important boards that we have, they're all important, but is the Land Use Board. I've been attending the meetings there, and it's great to know that there are so many people on our Land Use Board that represent so many different avenues, from recreation to landowner themselves to people that work for the federal government. We do have some excellent people that are trying to protect our rights, so I would definitely be involved with our own Land Use Board, and if an opening did come up in that, I would make sure that we spent the time to put somebody in that position again with the experience, because it's such an important thing. With the issue of water, it's the same thing. I happen to join the Water Conservation Board, group, so that I can keep up to date on it, and I get emails all of the time. But we've got two great people in Tom Gray and Don Jones that represent us, plus some other local people on the state water issues, and they've been meeting monthly at the American Legion, and I encourage everybody to attend those meetings.
Frank Moe.